Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're here at the Author Studio at Book Expo America 2012 in New York City, and sitting with author J.D. Beersdorfer. Hi, J.D., how are
you? Hey, thank you so much for having me in the studio here.
No problem. All right, you have written a book called iPad, The Missing Manual, and this is the fourth edition. You keep having to add, yes?
Yeah, every time Apple makes a move, we got to make a move to keep up with the most current information. So, yeah, we're into the fourth edition already. The iPad's only been out since 2010. The one that just came out in March is the third generation of the hardware. That's got your Retina display screen. You've probably seen the commercials for that. It's got the speech dictation feature, so you can talk into it, have it transcribe what you say. Faster processor. It's got the 4G super fast wireless capabilities. So a lot of nice stuff in the new hardware, but the book also covers the latest software. So it's got iOS 5.1 in there. So even if you don't have the latest iPad, we cover the software, so as long as you upgrade your older iPad, you can use all of these new features that they put in, like with iOS 5 last fall, all the nice notification screen features, and all of the things that they added. So we like to think the book covers all iPads.
Yeah, so again, the book is called iPad, The Missing Manual. This is the fourth edition. Basically, anything and everything you need or want to know about the iPad.
Yeah, and maybe some stuff you never even thought the iPad could do.
What's new in the book this time around?
Well, we had to go and do all of the hardware stuff. So iPads before this, say, didn't have the dictation feature. So I had to go through, test that out myself. I do all of the artwork for the book as well. So I take the screenshots. This is probably one of the few tech books that has pictures of rabbits in the screens because I use my rabbits for subjects. So they kind of pop up in video screenshots here and there. So all of that new hardware stuff is in there. And because Apple keeps adding to the software, every time they add a new feature, we have to go cover it. So people who buy the book have the latest information. But it's really it keeps me in the loop too, keeping up with Apple just to see what they've done so that I can write about them.
What are your favorite uses of the iPad, and do you go into those things in the book?
I do. Everything that I do on the iPad I actually cover in the book. So lately what I've been using it for is a lot of video streaming. There's the ESPN app, the HBO Go app, and PBS, which I love. I actually was able to catch up on Masterpiece. So you can stream a lot of video for free. If you the HBO and the ESPN apps, you have to have a login from your cable company, but it's very easy to get. Usually it's free. So I do a lot of video streaming. I've also found myself, because it's such a beautiful platform for photography, if I go on vacation, I bought the $29 iPad camera connection kit. So when I go on vacation, I take that with me. I can offload photos directly from my camera to the iPad. Don't need a laptop or anything. There's so much photo editing software that you can get now that I can touch up the pictures, crop, rotate, adjust the color, do whatever I need, and then upload them while I'm still on vacation so people who are on Facebook or whatever can see what I'm doing on vacation. And, you know, it's a bit of a show-off thing, too.
When you talk to iPad owners, what's the thing they're most surprised about that the iPad can do that they had no idea?
Well, I think a lot of it is, you know, they know you can bring stuff over, you know, from your computer and sync. I think a lot of it is, like, there's just so many creative things. You can write songs on it if you have the GarageBand app. It's just this fertile tool for creativity. The interactive textbooks that they're doing now are amazing. There's a couple of them free in the iTunes store, so if you just wanted to see where books are going, you can get sort of a preview from some of the iTextbooks that they've got in there. But I think people just realize, oh, it's games, and I can get my email. I didn't realize I could stream a basketball game from ESPN on here. Or I could sit down, and because there's software that mimics Microsoft Word, I can actually write a report or a memo or do a spreadsheet or make a presentation and then just email it off the iPad or sync it to my computer. And I've been able to do all this stuff on the tablet without having to drag a laptop around.
Where do you see the iPad going in the future? What will it be able to do?
I think it's headed for laptop replacement eventually. And you see this not with Apple's hardware, but with all of the tablet makers out there. First, it was just going to be this device you could consume material on, you know, watch videos, look at photos, that kind of stuff. There's been a move in the past year or so to really make it be something you can create your own stuff on. So whether that be video editing, song creation, you can do art on it. Now there's many painting programs where you can sit and illustrate. People have done illustrations for The New Yorker on the iPad. I think it's going into that direction where it becomes something that you can create on. And there's rumors unverified, I think, that Microsoft Office for the iPad may be coming out, so that gives it a notch up into productivity for the business world. You can use a Bluetooth keyboard with it. You can do all kinds of, you get all kinds of accessories that really make it be just more than this little slab that you can read your email on.
JD, true confession here. I own an iPad, and I do so little on it. I check my email. I think I play Words with Friends once in a while.
That's a good use of it.
But I'm guessing that your book, iPad, The Missing Manual, can open up a whole new world for me, yes?
I think you'll be able to find some things that you didn't know the iPad could do and maybe even discover some new uses yourself. Just the book will point you in the right direction. And we've got detailed instructions for pretty much every audio, video, music thing that you want to be able to do on it.
She is J.D. Beersdorfer. Her book is called iPad, The Missing Manual, already in its fourth edition. J.D., a lot of good luck going forward.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.